The Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav says, Kimcha Bechiti, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Thori Pri Adamav, Rav Nachman Amar Shakal Nyevetzor. Amalei Rava, Rav Nachman, Lotifla Galei, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yochanan, Shmuel, Kaimi Kavasei. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Vachain Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shem and Zayas, Mavachan Lo, Vari Pri Ha'etz. Alma Afal Gav Dishtani, Bemilsei Kai, would seem Rav Yehuda's Shita that you make a Vari Pri Adamav, Kimcha Bechiti is correct. Why? Because we know that at Shem and Zayas, you make a Ha'etz, even though the zayis, the original fruit, has been changed. Alma afagav d'shtayim b'mosekai. Afanami afagav d'shtayim b'mosekai. That's what Rava said. Rav Nachman responds, nothing doing. I still claim akim chadachit yimeka shahakal. Why? Mi dami. What's the connection? Hasam lesle iluya achrina. Hacha isle iluya achrina b'pas. Kim chadachit is different. Since isle iluya achrina b'pas, there is some better, more pristine form to this kemach, right? The kemach can be made into pas, so therefore it gets a shahakal. But by shemen zayis, there's no better way to prepare the shemen. You crush the shemen, you squeeze the shemen, and the olive juice comes out, the olive oil comes out. So there's no better form for this product, so therefore it gets a ha'etz. Okay, this is what the Gemara concludes. The question is, what does this maskana mean? Since isle iluya achrina b'pas, therefore it gets a shahakal, Rav Nachman knows it gets a shahakal, what does that mean? Does that mean that the havamin of the Gemara, that afagav d'ishtani b'milsei koi, that has been rejected? Or should we say that no, the Gemara has not rejected its havamin of that afagav d'ishtani b'milsei koi, somehow the Gemara has reinterpreted it in some way. Maybe afagav d'ishtani b'milsei koi still remains the maskana, or maybe it's rejected. L'maskon. What's the pshat in the Gemara? What's the pshat in this maskon of the Gemara that since isle iluya achrina b'pas, so therefore it gets a shahata? If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes in the havamin of the Gemara, the ishtani avagav the ishtani b'mosekai. He says the ishtani v'gora hoel v'lo ishtani liluya maliyosa. Since it's not changed for any. For any better form, it seems like it's a shinu legreisa. It's a bad shinu, but b'milsei koi. Nevertheless, in the havamin of the Gemara, assume that it doesn't matter whether there's a shinu legreisa or shinu lemalyusa, whether it's a change for the good or for the worse. There's no change in the bracha. But have like a kosei schitin. The Gemara is going to say later that you make a bari pri adam on kosei schitin. The Gemara on lamed zayin. So Rashi is learning that the havamin of the Gemara, afagav d'ishtani b'milsei koi, means that even though it's physically changed, and it's changed presumably for the worse, seems like it's not a problem. That shouldn't change the bracha. Notice, in the havamin of the Gemara is not saying that there should be a difference between shinu l'malyus and shinu l'greisa. Rashi seems to be learning that it doesn't matter. And that's the whole kasha from Shemen. See, in the case of Shemen, I think everyone realizes that the squeezing out of the olive is a shinu l'malyusa. You're making the olive better. People are willing to pay a lot of money for that olive oil. So you would think, well, maybe the chilek is very partial. Maybe the chilek is that since in the case of the olive oil, it's a shinu l'malyusa, in the case of the kimcha d'chit, it's a shinu l'greisa, so that's why the bracha should change. So apparently, even in the havamina, the Gemara understood that you might want to say that, and Rashi's interpreting that the Gemara felt that apparently that's not there's no difference. Even though it's changed, whether it's l'malyusa, whether it's l'greisa, it still is the same. So what's the maskan? Says Rashi, Hocha isle iluya achrina. The maskan is, since there's iluya achrina by kimcha d'chiti, it's different, yeah.
Just go back to where Rav Nachman said it's shahakal because it can be brought into that state of pas.
Right.
Pas will get a motzi, right? So why wouldn't flour get a
Well, we're going to have to explain.
We're going to have to understand. Rav Nachman says why?
He's assuming that there is something to be said about changing the item. The question is, what does that mean? So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see from the Rashi.
Okay.
What does Rashi say? L'maskana hafa isle iluya achrina hilka yatsa mechlal pri ulechlal derech achilasa loba. It's yotze mechlal pri, since isle iluya achrina, since you can make it into pas, it's not called the pri, it's not the pri adama anymore. It's not the chita. It's yotze mechlal pri, but the chlal derech achila saloba, it didn't come to the derech achila. It's not the normal way to eat it. Aval ha-shemen miyad bo b'shinuy av l'chlal derech achilaso. Shemen, when you squeeze out the oil from the olive, immediately it comes to derech achilaso. That's the normal way to eat the olive. Says Rashi, v'ikar ha-pri l'kach notuhu. And the purpose of this pri, when they plant the olive tree, they're planting it for the purpose of the shemen's eyes. Hilkoch prihu, says Rashi. Therefore, it's called the pri. What's Rashi saying? He says, in the case of shemen, when you squeeze out the oil, it's lechlal derech achilaso ba, and ikar ha-pri lekach natuhu, hilkoch prihu. What's Rashi saying? So I think what Rashi is saying, and the Netziv in his Chidushim Teshas seems to say something similar. Netziv says that Rashi is telling us that to define what is called ishtani, it depends whether the item was planted for this purpose or not. Rashi is saying that in the Havamina, the Gemara thought that afodav de ishtani b'mil sekai, even though something has changed, the bracha remains the same. The Gemara now is rejecting that. The Gemara is saying that if something taka were ishtani, if it really would be nishtana, the bracha would change. It wouldn't be called the pri anymore. How can you make a bracha ruvi yalosom min if it's nishtani? It's not the pri. But if less late Iluyachrina, if there's no better state for this pre to be in, so then it turns out, and Rashi is, I should say, and Rashi says that lekach nadu betchila, this is the purpose for planting the tree. When a person plants olive orchards, he's planting it for the shemen zayis. That's more expensive than the olives themselves. Yes, people would eat the olives also, but they're really planting it for the shemen zayis. At least in the time of the Gemara, certainly they're planting it for the shemen zayis. So since ikar apri lekach natuhu, therefore what? Hilkach prihu. Those are the key words in Rashi. Hilkach prihu, it's the fruit. What does that mean? It means that even though the items physically changed, it's not halachically changed. The halacha doesn't recognize that as a change. That's the point. We thought in the Havamina that afagav d'ishtani b'mil sekai. That's not true, Rashi says. If it's taket ishtani, if it's ishtani al pidin, if there really is a shinui here, so then it would get a different bracha. The thing is, there is no shinui over here. You know, physically it's changed, but since lekach natuhu, since ikar apri lekach natuhu, hilkach prihu, that is the fruit. It's not called a pri shenishtan. It's not called a change. It's the original pri. So that's why it gets the original bracha for the pri, because it's not really changed. Yes, it's physically changed, but the fact is, since ikar apri lekach natuhu, that's the reason why they plant the pri. So therefore, it's called a pri. That's the key word in Rashi. Hilkach prihu. That means it's a pri. It's not really called a pri shenishtana. That's the original pri. The fact that it's crushed, so what? That's still nichlal. It's included within the pri, so therefore it gets the original bracha. Yes.
How does this Rashi work with the maskana of the previous Gemara? Is that if you drink shemen zayis, then the only way that you can make a hayit is if you drink it out of the island.
It's for a different reason. That's because if you drink it plain, you're going to be mazik yourself. That's a completely different issue. Right? If you drink it b'tarovas, so since it is the pri, and it's the ikar, presumably if you drink it in such a way that it is the ikar, either if you have rov shaman as we described, or if you're choshish b'grono, so if you drink it in such a way that that's the ikar, so then you're going to make ha'eitz on the shaman, because it's still the pri. But if it would not be called the pri, the fact that it's nishtana would tell me that it should only get shahakal. It should not get the original bracha. It should not get ha'eitz anymore. Okay, so Rashi seems to be saying that the Gemara rejected its original statement. The Gemara thought that afodav d'ishtani b'mil sekai, even though something has changed, doesn't matter. Rashi says no. In the Maskana, the Gemara claims that if it would be nishtana, then it would get a different bracha. It's just that physical changes are not defined as changes. Hilkach prihu. It's still called the pri. Even though it's physically changed, it's not called a change. Since it's not called a change, it still gets the bari pri ha'etz in the case of shemen zayis. But by kimcha d'chiti, since islei ilui achrin of a pas, so therefore, that means that lechlal derech achilasa lo ba, that's not the purpose for the chita. It's not the purpose of the chita. So that shinoi, not only is it a physical change, but halachically it's a significant change. Not every physical change is called the shinoi al pidin. If the physical change has a better state that you can put the food item into, so then this is a significant change. Halachically, that's viewed as a shinoi, and then it's going to get a different bracha. But if it doesn't have another state that you can put it into, so then even though it's physically changed, it's not called a shinoi. If it's not a shinoi al pidin, it's not going to lose its original bracha.
sort of accept that it's logical that there's a shimei alpi din and the bracha will change?
The question is how to define shimei. Should you define it based on physical changes? Rashi seems to say, based on the Gemara, that you can't define it based on physical changes. Because there's a physical change in both cases, so what's the difference?
But the Gemara assumes that the bracha should change if there isn't, what's defined as a shimei taking place?
Correct. Originally the Gemara thought any kind of shimei is not going to change the bracha. Then the Gemara says, no, if it's the Ilui Achinu B'Pas, so then somehow that shimei is more significant. Why? If a change is significant, so it should be significant if there's no better state, and if the change is not significant, then the change, then even if there is a better state to put it into, the change still shouldn't be significant. So Rashi is saying, no. If Isla Ilui Achrina, that's Koveya, that this physical change is called a change, I'll be there. But if there's no Ilui Achrina, then that physical change is not called a change, I'll be there, and therefore it's not going to be. This is how the Tziv, in his Sefer Merome Sada, his Chidushim HaChas, explains the Rashi. The Tziv claims that Rashi is Lishitasa, actually. Rashi echoes a similar sentiment later in the Gemara, on Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara on Lamed Ches and Aleph, we'll get to it later, the details of the brachos, halach lamais on mesh potatoes, and on fruit roll-up, and on applesauce, and all these kinds of things. We'll talk about that later, halach lamais. But for our purposes, just to show that the Rashis are working in tandem. The Gemara talks about the issue of trima. What's the proper bracha on a food item called trima? What does trima mean? Well, actually, Rava had a difficulty translating trima as well. So just in case you think it's difficult to translate, you don't know what it means, don't be afraid. You're in good company. So finally, Rava figured out, some other Amora helped Rava along, that trima means crushed fruit. So the Gemara concludes, Hilchasa tamri v'avdinu trima. If you have dates and you make them into trima, you crush them. You still make a ha'etz on the trima. My taima b'mosayu kaini k'demei kar. Sounds very strikingly similar to our Gemara, to the Havamina of the Gemara. Avo gavishani b'milsei kar. It's a little bit changed, but it's still in its original form, le'inyin the bracha. So Rashi here has a very important comment. Rashi says, what is trima? Trima mahu, the shaila of the Gemara was, what bracha do you make on trima? Ma mevarchin olav. V'shem trima, says Rashi, kol davar hakotush ksas ve'eino merusa. Something which is crushed a little bit, but it's not pulverized completely. It's not completely crushed into a pulp. Right? It's not completely pulverized. So Rashi seems to be saying that if it would be pulverized, maybe it would not get her eggs. The maskana of the Gemara is only talking about something which is kodesh ktsas ve'eino merusa. This, in fact, is what the Trumas Hadeshin is medayik from the Rashi. Trumas Hadeshin is talking about lots of different food items. I'm not sure what the litvirin are. Litvirga and Weichschel. We're going to have a lot of different fruits that we're not necessarily going to be able to define. I'm not really interested in those fruits per se. I want to get the principles. Trumas Hadeshin says that from Rashi you get the impression that if the fruit were completely crushed, it would not get a ha'etz. Mashma, in the second column, Mashma de'iyavim merusakan harbein mevarchin alein shahakol nievet vara. Mishim delavim mosayu kaimi. The only time the Gemara says v'mosayu kaimi to make kar, it's only if it's not kadosh completely. If it would be kadosh completely, then a taka would not get a ha'etz, it would get a shahakol. What is Rashi saying here? What's the point of Rashi? So the Siv explains, Rashi is Lashitasa. Rashi holds that if something is Nishtana, and if Lomnotu es Apriya Daita Dehochi, in the beginning, this is not really the purpose of this tree. Normally when you plant a tree for Peros, at least in the time of the Gemara, they would eat the pre Shalem. They wouldn't pulverize the pre. They wouldn't crush up the pre. Now I'm sure there are orchards of apples that are grown for this express purpose of making matz applesauce or whatever brand you have, right? There are certain orchards that are grown specifically for these purposes. I guess it would sound like it should be a little different, but certainly at the time of the Gemara, when you planted a fruit orchard, you are planting it for the purpose of eating the fruit whole. So this is not the normal reason for why people plant the tree, right? Ikar apri is not lekach natu, but it's not an abnormal way of eating the pre. You can eat the pre that way. It's not like you're not getting the right taste. It's not like there's no hanas meah, there's no hanas garon. It's a normal maisa achila, The only thing is, the tree was not necessarily planted for the express purpose of producing, of eating the fruit in this form. So Rashi holds, whenever you plant a tree, not for the express purpose of eating it in the crushed form, if that's not the goal when you plant the tree, so if the item is really nishtana, it will lose its bracha. The only way to explain why tree will still get a ha'et, it doesn't lose its original bracha, it doesn't get a shahako, is to say then that it's not nishtana. It can't be nishtana completely. If it's not kadosh legami, if it's not merusak legami, it's only kadosh b'mitzas, so the form of the pri is still nicker, the chunks of the pri are still there, so since it's not nishtana, it's not even nishtana physically, so says Rashi, of course it's going to get ha'et. That's not called nishtana. But in the case of Kipcha Dechiti, that Avada, that's called Nishtana, meaning that's physically changed, that's definitely called a Shinui B'mitzius. The question is, if Al Pidin, that's called a Shinui. That's what Rashi says over here, even though physically it's completely changed, it's already Kemach. You can't notice the kernels of Chita anymore. And similarly, in the case of the Shem and Zayas, you can't notice the Zayas anymore, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's called a Shinui. It's only called a shinoi if the tree was not planted for this form, to eat the fruit in this form. But if the tree was planted to eat the fruit in this form, then it's not called a shinoi. That's why when it comes to Shem and Zayis, you'll still make a ha'et if it's eaten by Taroves, because the tree is really planted to eat the Shem and Zayis, to use the Shem and Zayis, as opposed to Kimcha B'chiti, since the chita is not planted to use the kemach. It's either planted to eat the chita raw, right? Hosis achita does make hadama, so it's planted either to eat the chita raw, or it's planted to use the chita in the form of pas. So if it's not going to get hadama in the form of kimcha dechiti, so Rashi is l'shita. So Rashi claims on that manifest that trima must be talking about a case where it's not merusak legamri. Rashi holds that if something is nishtana and the tree is not planted for the purpose of eating the fruit in this form, it's not going to get ha'etz. It's not going to get hadama. It's only going to get shahakos. That's why Rashi had to say that we must be talking about a case where it's not merusak legamri. It's only kadosh ketzas. Because it's only kadosh ketzas, since the fruit is still nectar, therefore it's going to get its original bracha. Yes, sir.
So it's kadosh ketzas, that's not the proposition you have for it.
Again?
That,
if it's kadosh ketzas, but it's not the purpose, it doesn't matter. Because since the fruit is still nectar, since there still are. Chunks of fruit there, so it's going to get its original bracha, because it's even a little bit of fruit is going to get the original bracha. That's exactly the point. That's why Rashi says, Shimon wants to talk about that it's only kadosh ketzas, it's not merusak, so that it should still get her eight, because it's not nishtana. Yes?
So, this is where the opinion comes from that orange juice will get her eight, because real oranges are grown for orange juice?
Orange juice might be a little bit different. Orange juice is not the fruit. Orange juice is the juice that comes out of the fruit. That's a different thing.
Also, with what about extra pulp too?
Extra pulp. Right. What's the pulp? Is the pulp the fruit, or do you say that the fruit is something else? You say the pulp.
The pulp is the orange.
Pulp is the orange. I'm not sure about that. Is the pulp? The pulp is the white stuff, or the pulp is the pulp is the
fruit of the orange.
Pulp is the fruit of the orange. I hear what you're saying. If you have the pulp in there, it's a little bit different. If you only take the juice out of the orange, that's a different gemara. That's a previous gemara on that Lama Kesef. We'll have to get to that too. The Pashup Shana of the gemara is that every juice except the yayin and shemen is just called the zeh of the yam. It's just the sweat of the fruit. It's not really the fruit, so therefore it's not gonna get out of it. That's the Parsha Pshat. So oranges is a little bit difficult to talk about oranges, because the fruit is mainly juice. You really can't see the fruit unless you take the juice. I mean, if you eat the fruit in its original form, so that really looks like a fruit. But if you start to crush it, so is there anything left in the fruit? I guess you're right. I guess if you have the pulp in there, it's just that even if you drink oranges, someone's going to have mamish pieces of the orange. If you talk about apple juice, let's say, right? So there's a very big difference between the juice that you squeeze out of the apple and the physical apple.
There's a difference between applesauce and apple juice.
Applesauce and apple juice is different, right? Apples have more mamashes to them to begin with. So it's sort of easier to talk about applesauce and apple juice when you want to discuss the differences between some kind of trima, some kind of crushed fruit, as opposed to a juice that comes out of the fruit. We'll talk about these details later. Yeah.
So on applesauce to be mitzvah kids?
We're going to talk about that later, but the simple answer is that many posts can claim it depends if you can see the apples. If
right.
you can see the apples, then you would
you
make the hayetz, and if not, you can't.
Dollars.
If you, this would be according to Rashi. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in this way. We'll have to get to the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Shulchan Aruch, even if you totally crush the apples, and you can't see the chunks of the apple anymore, you'd still make hayetz on them. Okay, which actually leads me to the next point. Rashi clearly is assuming that if you have a physical change to an item, and lo natu es afri adaita dahachi, Mitchila, if they didn't really plant the tree for the purpose of this form, of eating the fruit of this form, it's not going to get the original brother. Won't get a hadama, ha'etz, etc. Right? Not everyone agrees with the Rashi. The Rambam, whom the Shulchan Aruch pastors like, the Rambam claims that even if you made the tamarin into a pulverized isa, he calls it. If you made the tamarin into an isa, it still gets a ha'etz. Where's the Rambam? The Rambam is on page 3. It's not a Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tamar shemiachem biyat ba'atzim mehem yisa ba'otzim mehem garinem afilu ha'chi lo nishtayis b'chassam u'mavar chalein b'ar pri ha'etz. The Rambam says, v'yeshom u'mavar chalein shakot shumas ha'deshen. That's a shumas ha'deshen based on Rashi, but the Rambam that the Shulchan Aruch passes, like the Mechaber passes, like the Rambam, that by Trima, even if you made them into an Isa, you totally crushed the fruit, it doesn't lose its bracha, it still gets a Ha'etz. Clearly, what does this Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say? The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch seem to be paskening that even if something is Nishtana completely, it's physically changed completely, and I think everyone agrees that at least at the time of the Gemara, when you had Tamarim, you weren't growing the tamarim, you weren't growing those the kolim, the date trees, to eat the tamarim in a crushed state. Stomach, you were growing them to eat the tamarim in a normal state. Nevertheless, the Rambam says that you make a ha'etz on those tamarim, on the crushed, pulverized tamarim. How could this be? Shouldn't we assume that since it's nishtana legamri, that's a shinui, and therefore the bracha should be changed? The answer probably is that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are following the Hachmin of the Gemara, even in the Maskana. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches, and our Gemara on Lamed Vav says, what? Even though something is physically changed, even though there is a shinui, it doesn't matter. The bracha doesn't change. It's still called a pri. It's just, it comes from the pri directly. Something which comes from the pri directly, even though the pri itself is nishtana, who says that it should lose the bracha? Who says that a shinui is a reason to lose the bracha? Rashi holds that a shinui is a reason to lose the bracha. That's why Rashi had to stand on a limb to explain what the difference is between Shem and Zayis as opposed to Kim Chedechiti. He said, well, one is a real change and one is not such a significant change. One is a real change because they didn't plant the tree for that purpose, so therefore it's not called a pri. The other one is, if they did plant the tree for that purpose, it still is called a pri. They'll go pri. The Rambam seems to say that even if you don't plant the tree for that purpose, to eat the fruit in the form of some kind of pulverized isa, I'm not sure how to define it. No, but we're not talking about dough over here. What's like a pudding? Some kind of a sauce of some sort, right? Sauce? Sorry? Okay. Some kind of a sauce. Some kind of a... It's not really liquidy per se, but some kind of a risuk, as the post can talk about, right? A pulverized sauce. If it is, even if it's not normal to eat the fruit in that form, when I say not normal, that means that they don't plant the tree for that purpose. People can eat it in that form. It's not like it's not royal achil in that form. It is royal achil. Sometimes people might eat it in that form. Maybe an older person might eat it in that form. Maybe a person enjoys it in that form. It's not that it's in a royal achilah, but it's not the normal way to eat it. People plant the tree in order to eat the fruit whole. According to Rashi, if that item is pulverized completely, it's not going to get its original bracha. It's only going to get a shakal. According to the Rambam, it still gets its original bracha. Why not? The havmin of the Gemara remains l'maskana. That's exactly what the Gemara in Lamed Ches says. My time of b'mosayu kani k'demei kar. According to this Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, how are we going to understand our Gemara? Why should we say that since this lady we're reckoning of a pass by Kimcha Dechiti, Rav Nachman also gets a shakal? Why should he get a shakal? Shouldn't we say Afagav Dishtani Benil Sekoi? So the answer could be one of two. Yes. The answer could be one of two things. The Pashup Shad, you could say, is maybe the Rambam rejected the other part of the Havamim. Meaning, I read the Rashi, I said, what does Rashi say? Rashi says in the Havamim, the Gemara felt that Avagav Deishtani Benosekai, even though by Kimcha Dechiti it's Lidureyesna, the Shiri is Lidureyesna, it's a negative change. By Shemitzai it's a positive change. The Havamim of the Gemara didn't think that there's any difference between a Shiri Lidureyesna as opposed to a Shiri Lidureyesna. Maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. Maybe the fact that Islay Luya Achim Apas tells me that this Shinui by Kimcha Dechiti is a Shinui Lagreisa, and a Shinui Lagreisa, since you're damaging the fruit, you're changing it in a negative way, and it's not reaching its ultimate state, since you're changing it Lagreisa, that damage of the fruit lowers its growth.
How does that damage the fruit?
It damages the fruit, because the fruit can be eaten in its pure form without being crushed. Now you've crushed the fruit. That's a shinui lagreisa because it hasn't reached its original ultimate state. It's not in its original state. Of course you would make a ha'etz on a fruit in its original state. Of course you'd make a hadama on a pre-adama in its original state. But now you've changed it. Either the Rambam holds that changing it doesn't change its bracha, even though it's ishtani b'milsekai, so why should the bracha change over here? The answer is because a shinui lagreisa, you can readily understand, a shinui lagreisa is a damage. You're doing something bad. It's not as good as in its original form. Why is it not as good? Because it's laying there in the past. Since it has a better state, an ultimate state that it still can get to, so therefore this is a shinui lagreisa. This is a damage to the fruit. Any shinui lagreisa is going to lower its bracha. That's what you could say according to the Rambam, which is really not so difficult. In fact, if Rashi had not said begora in the Havamina, I would just say that the Havamina of the Gemara is we just don't even know whether it's a shinui lagreisa or a malyusa. We don't know. And the Gemara just says Avodah Deishtani Dinosikai, and the teretz to the Gemara could be no. This is Islay Luyachin of the past. This shinui is a shinui lagreisa. The other shini, Shem and Zayis, is the shini l'mal yusa. So that's why there's an obvious difference. They're both the shtani. It's both the shini. There's a shini in both cases. But a shini doesn't automatically mean that the bracha should change. The Harai, the Rambam claims later on in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Ches, that a shini doesn't change the bracha of Trima. Even if it's completely crushed, it still is not going to change its bracha. So shini doesn't automatically change its bracha. When does the bracha change if it's a shini l'greisa? The Rambam might hold that, how do I know if it's a shini l'greisa? I know if the item has been changed from its original form, and Islay Luyachmin, if it has a better, a more ultimate state to get to it, this is a Shinui Lagreisa, and Shinui Lagreisa loses the bracha by one level. The bracha has to be lowered to Shahar. This could be the simple pshat in the Rambam. There's a machlokas, a serious machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, what's the bracha on a fruit that you've crushed completely? Rashi holds if you crushed it completely, only if the purpose of that fruit is to be eaten in that form, like in the case of Shemen Zayis, it's only going to get a shahar. The Rambam claims it doesn't matter if you crush it completely. It's not that size. Even if it's not the best form for the item. The question is there a better form? Its original form clearly is that's the ikar of the pri. But if something is crushed, it still is called the pri, even though it's nishtane, it still is bichlal the pri, and it's going to get ha'eitz. As long as there's no ilui achin, as long as there's no better state. Why? Because even though something's nishtane, it doesn't lose its bracha. The only time it loses its bracha is if it's nishtane lagreisa. How do I know if it's lagreisa? The question is whether it has a better state to get to in the future. If it has a more ultimate state, that's a shinui lagreisa, and then the bracha is going to be changed. But the fact that something's nishtane does not automatically mean that the bracha changes you. It's only if it's nishtane lagreisa. And that's a function of whether it has a better state to get to it. Yes?
Okay. Maybe this is what you're saying, I just didn't understand, but I don't think Rashi and Rambam need to do more differently. Rambam just holds by the Havamina, and Rashi holds by the Maskana.
How can the Rambam pass like the Havamina? Normally you're passing like Havamina.
I don't know if they totally, when they answer that, I don't know if they were totally like, if that disprove the halakha and it's no longer relevant. Maybe it's just another way to look at it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What I'm basically saying is the Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches shows me that even though something's nishtana, it doesn't lose its bracha. That's clear. The Gemara by Trima.
Yeah.
So the way that the Rambam understood Trima, that tells me that even though something is completely pulverized, it still is going to get the same bracha. It still is going to get right. So how do you square that with the Maskana of the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav? So the answer might be, the Rambam holds that Islei Luyachrina is a way of defining whether something's a Shini Lagreyasa. If it's a Shini Lagreyasa, so then it loses its bracha. If it's not Lagreyasa, then it's not going to lose its bracha.
What's the
Kasha is that the Gemara later on says that Trima, if you crush the fruit, it still gets a Ha'etz. And what's the reason for that? The Gemara says, Avagav Nishtani Bimosai Kaimi Kidamei Kara. So that sounds like the Havamin of Lamed Vav.
Yeah.
So obviously the answer is that there's no Iluya Achrina. You can't make the fruit into something better. You either eat it as the full fruit or you eat it as crushed fruit. That's all. The question is, what does that mean? How does the Rambam understand what that means? So I'm suggesting, maybe the Rambam will say, the simple pshat in the Rambam, is that the Rambam might say that if there's an Iluy Achrina, then this Shinui is defined as a Shinui Lagreyasa. If it's Lagreyasa, so then since you've damaged the fruit, you have changed it in a negative way, so therefore it loses its original bracha. But if there's no Iluy Achrina, there's no reason to believe that this is called a damage to the fruit. It's a Shinui to the fruit. But so what? It's not a Shinui Lagreyasa. I wouldn't say it's a negative change. It's a change. But changes don't mean that the fruit loses the bracha. The fruit still keeps its original bracha as long as it's not a negative change. Okay, this could be the pshat that the Rambam suggests to try to understand the Maskana of the Gemara here. Okay, so far we have two pshatim. Just one second. According to Rashi, Islei Iluy Achrina of the past tells me what? It tells me that the chita, the pri, is not planted for the purpose of eating it in the state of Kemah. And since it's not planted for that purpose, it's not called a shinui. Al pidin, it's not called a shinui. How do I know that that's what Rashi is saying? That al pidin, it's not called a shinui? First of all, Rashi says, hilkoch prihu. That's the first point. Rashi and Anasu ben Lamed Vav. It's still called a pri. That means it's not called a pri shinishtana. It's still part of the original pri. Even though it's physically changed, it's still called. That's what b'mosayu kaimik in the meikar means. And secondly, Rashi later on says that if something is completely changed, right, by trima, if it will be completely changed, it would lose the bracha. So the feeling you get from Rashi is that if something is nishtana, it would lose the bracha. So it has to be that it's not nishtana. It has to be it's not changed. So Rashi holds that if there's an iluy achrina, then that's called Ishtani, that's not the original pre, but if there's no Iluy Achrina, then it's not called the original pre. The Rambam might say, no, Islei Iluy Achrina is just a way of telling me that this is a Shinui Lagreyasa, that this is a bad Shinui, it's a negative change. In the case of a negative change, the food item is going to lose its bracha, it's going to get a shakel. If there's no negative change, it doesn't matter whether the tree was planted for the express purpose of using this fruit. In the case of Trima, they're not planting the apples, or they're not planting the oranges to eat it in the form of Trima, or the tamarind to eat them in the form of Trima. They're planting the fruit tree to eat them in the form of the fruit. According to Rashi, the fact that they're planting the tree to eat it in the form of the whole fruit and not in the form of the Trima, if you were to crush the Trima, if you were to crush the fruit and make it into Trima, it would lose its bracha. You have to crush it completely. Because since they don't plant the tree for that purpose, that's called a Shinui Al-Pidin. And a Shinui Al-Pidin does change the bracha. The Gemara Lamaskan is not saying that Avagav Deshtani B'Mosayu Kaimi Kidamei Kara. When the Gemara Lamaches says Avagav Deshtani B'Mosayu Kaimi, it means that it hasn't been Nishtana completely. It's not really Nishtana. It's only Kadosh Ktsas. But if Itaka would be Nishtana completely, it would lose its bracha. Because they don't plant the tree for that purpose. So that's a pre shinishtana. Rashi holds if a pre is nishtana, it loses its bracha. The Rambam says no. The fact that the pre is nishtana doesn't mean that it loses its bracha. It's only a shini lagrayas though would tell me that the fruit loses its bracha. How do I know whether something is a negative change or it's a positive change? Well, it depends. If it's leibli achrina, so then that's a positive change. That's a negative change. In this state, it's negative. But if let's say iluyachrina, as in the case of trima, so then this change is not a negative. Why do you call it a negative? Who cares? There's no better state to put it into anyway. So there's no better state. This is not a negative, so therefore it's going to get its original value. Okay, these are the two basic approaches that you could have for the sugya. The Rif suggests a slightly different approach. The Rif does not work with Rashi. He seems to go with the Rambam's approach, but he does not explain the way that I just explained with the Rambam. Yes?
So you said something like, well, that means a bad shinui.
Sorry?
So something that's a bad shinui is something that it could get, it has higher potential, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But if people ate it that way as well, so it's lower potential, it's still called a bad shinui?
Even though people eat it in this form, they do eat it, but if it has a higher potential, that would be called a negative shinui, exactly. That is a negative shinui. It is edible in this form. According to the Rambam, you could say that kimcha d'chiti, whatever case of kavach, I'll talk about what the case is, like, okay? But the pashut pshat is kimcha d'chiti is flour. So the Rambam could say it is edible in this form. Rashi seems to be saying that it is edible in this form. It's not clear which kavach they're talking about. It could be talking about kavach klal, so we'll see later on, okay? But but even though it's edible, so it doesn't matter. It's a shinui l'graisa because it has an ilui after the pas. So since it's a shinui l'graisa, it's going to lose its bracha. Okay?
Another thing, I know this may be jumping ahead, but according to the Rambam's opinion, then the applesauce then would be more bread.
Correct. No matter what, exactly. According to the Rambam, it doesn't matter whether it's chunky applesauce. The post can have a lush, but if it's homemade applesauce, if you don't put it in a blender, somehow it's homemade applesauce is not as smooth as the commercial applesauce. So they often say commercial applesauce should get a shahaka because it's a suffix bracha. Maybe the halachas like Rashi. But homemade applesauce, since there are chunks, even Rashi, the way the Truma Sadeshan understood Rashi, even Rashi would say that you make a ha'etz on homemade applesauce. But according to the Rambam, even commercial applesauce, which is completely pulverized, it's only a sauce, you would still make a ha'etz. The reason why we would make a shakal is because it's a suffix. It's machog, it's machaber, a mahar paschal, so therefore, we suffix, we just make a shakal. According to the Rambam, you would make a ha'etz. Yes.
But isn't that a bad shinui?
Why is that a bad shinui? It doesn't have a better potential afterwards.
For an apple. A whole apple is better than applesauce.
Something is not called a shinui, legreisa, it's not called a negative shinui unless you've changed it in a way that it doesn't have something better to go to. Or, excuse me, it's called a negative shinui if it has something better to go to. If it doesn't have something better to go to, so what? So what you're basically asking is, if people plant the fruit in order to get it whole, so why shouldn't it be called a shinui legreisa if I'm crushing it? Yeah, but that's the fruit. That's the fruit. So the fruit whole or the fruit crushed, so what? That's not a change that's hampering the fruit, but if you change the fruit and you can make it better, if people plant the chita in order to make it into kemach, so why should I eat it in this form? In order to make it the pas, so why should I eat it in the form of kemach? Right? So that might be called a shinui legreisa, as opposed to if they don't make it into a better thing, that might not be called a shinui legreisa. Yes?
So, one more time, if they do it, bring it for Rashi means that it hasn't reached the stage that the tree was planted to be in?
Yes, and because the tree is planted to be eaten, to have the fruit eaten in the whole state. And this is not in that state. Or better yet, in the case of kemach, the chita is planted in order to be eaten as bread, and this is not that state. So therefore, that's called a shinui. That's a shinui al pi din. I'm suggesting, the Rambam doesn't say anything. For the Rambam, I'm suggesting that the simple pshat could be that it's a shinui legreisa. It's the fact that you could put it into the form of pas, that's a negative shinui. The fact that you're changing it now and you could really put it in the pas, you have now changed it in a bad way.
Yeah.
Because there are two options here. You could change it in a good way. You could change it in a way that's not good.
Yeah.
Putting something into its ultimate state, chef, that's changing it in a good way. Okay, but putting something into a state which is not the original, again, it's not the ultimate, that's a bad shinui, that's a negative kind of change. But if you take a fruit and you change it, that's not called a shinui legreisa unless there's a better change for it. A change itself is not called a giron, it's not a chisaron in the fruit. Just because you changed the fruit does not mean that you've damaged the fruit. It's only if there are two options in this change. You can change it in one way, or you can change it in a better way. So you change it in a way which is not a better way. That's a negative change, and that's going to lose the bracha. Okay? Let's see the riff. The riff has a very interesting shita. Alec, let's hold. Okay? The riff says that... the Rif at first glance doesn't even explain the Gemara. The Rif just makes a comment which sets the Rishonim off. The Rif just says, you have a machlokas amaran as to whether kim chadachiti, you make a shakal or for hadama, how do you paskin? So the Rif says, let's paskin like Rav Nachman, because it's not darko bekach for people to eat kemach. The Mustabaka Rav Nachman says the Rif on the chafayim and alef and his dapin, the Mustabaka Rav Nachman, la regili inshi l'sluya kimcha. It's not normal for people to eat kemach. So because it's not normal for people to eat kemach, you should make a shakalim. So the Rush is very bothered. The Rush says, where did the Rif come off to say this? The Gemara gives us a reason for why Rav Nachman says you make a shakalim kemach. The Gemara says, because he's still living in the past. The Rif is saying what? Rif doesn't mention that time at all. The Rif says, the reason why we should pass that you make a shakalim is because it's not derech achila, basically. Lo regili inshi l'sfuya kemach. It's not normal for people to eat this, so therefore, you should make a shakalim. Where did the riff come off to give such an answer? Sorry?
The two reasons are really contradict. It's not definitely not from those people because it has a better form.
Oh, so the Nitziv there in the same piece, in this Kedushim Hashas, suggests that maybe the riff was not giving a different reason to the Gemara. He's explaining what Islay Luach Melapas means. The riff really holds like the Rambam. The riff really holds that a Shinui will not change the Bracha. Afagab Dishtani B'milsekah. A shinui should not change the bracha. The Rif would say that if something is roi lachila, even though it's mishtana, it should get a ha'etz. That's exactly what the Gemara by Trima says. Afal gav mishtana, it should still get a ha'etz, even though it's mishtana. Why should it lose the bracha? The Rif said the only time it loses the bracha, the only time it gets a shakal is what? Is if it's not there for chila. The item is not derech achila in the form that you've turned it into. If it's not derech achila, then it gets a shakal. It's not going to get its original bracha. It's not going to get a hadam. It's not going to get a ha'etz. It only gets a shakal because it's not derech achila. This is quite a pitch. Plugging this back into what we've been saying about Shem and Zayis, what comes out? According to the Tziv's understanding of the Rif, what comes out is that the Rif holds that if something is not derech achila, you make a shahakal on it. Kim chadachiti would be an example of something which is not derech achila, and you make a shahakal on that item. And that sounds very strikingly similar to the Rambam that we have by Shem and Zayis. Right? The Rambam says that by Shem and Zayis, even though if you drink it alone, you're not going to make ha'etz on it, but you will make a shahakal. So it would appear that the Rif seems to be working with the Rambam, but we know the Rif doesn't hold like that. The Rif holds that by Shem Zayis, you don't make any bracha at all. He holds by Grover Shon. The Rambam is a strange shita. The Rambam is a das yachid. He holds that by Shem Zayis, if you drink it plain, you're not going to make ha'ed, but you will make shahakal. But the Rif disagrees with the Rambam, so what's going on here? If the Rif claims that by Shem Zayis, you're not going to make a ha'ed if you drink it by itself, so why does he say over here, or better yet, you're not even going to make a shahakal if you drink it by itself? So why does he say over here that by Kim Chadachiti, you make a shahakal? You make a shahakal, why don't you make a hadama? You don't make a hadama because it's not derech achila. So don't make any bracha. By Shem and Zayis, you're not going to make any bracha according to the Rif because it's not derech achila. So why should you make any bracha over here? Yeah. The kash I have over here is this. The Rush explains the Rif to be saying that the reason why you're going to make a shahakal on Kim Chadachiti, the Rif paskins, you make a shahakal on Kim Chadachiti, because it's not derech achila for people to eat kim chadachiti. That's the understanding. Okay? It might be derech achila for people to eat chita plain, kosis is achita. Some people munch, they like to munch on the kernels of their grain. But to eat the kemach, that's not derech achila. So the problem I'm just pointing out is that we discussed this issue as to whether you make a bracha on something which is not derech achila. That seems to be the case of Shem and Zayis that you drink by itself. And we pointed out the Rambam holds that since it's not derech achila, or even though it's not derech achila, you will still make a shahakal. Remember we talked about two different tracks in bracha. To get the bracha ru'il osomim, to get the bracha hamafuretes, the specific bracha, hadama, ha'etz, you have to eat a kedaka. But to make a shahako, as long as you're nene, the derech bliya, that's enough, right? As long as you're nene through a physical achila, that's fine. Correct? That was the position of the Rambam. But the Rif and Rav Rishon disagree. The Rif claims that if you drink Shem and Zayas alone, you don't make any bracha, not even shahako.
But that's because there's not enough garam. But
Kemah, nobody's mentioning.
Correct. So it could very well be that the Rif obviously disagrees with the Rambam by Shem and Zayas. But the principle of the Rambam, that there is a shahakol, if you're nene from something, even if it's not there in Achila, the Rif might subscribe to that idea.
But
the Rif might be, just a second, the Rif might be another shita that even if you eat something which is not there in Achila, you'll still make a shahakol on it as long as you're nene. The Rif might claim that you're not nene by Shemen. You're not nene enough by Shemen. Maybe the Rif will say that both the Hanas Gara and the Hanas Meya, right? He'll hold maybe like the Meiri, like the Ritva, that there's no Hana by Shemen whatsoever. Maybe the Hezek that the Shemen does to you is so great that it offsets any Hana that you have. Hanas Gara, we understand that there's no Hana Gara. Right? That's very nostalgic that there's no Hana Gara. It's a bad taste. Hanas Meya, there is nutritional value in the Shemen, but you could say that the Hezek is so great, that's how we explain those Rishonim, that there's no Hana by Shemen. Whatsoever. There's no hanas gar because there's no taste, and there's no hanas leah because the hezek so offsets the hana, whatever nutritional benefit you can have. It's not called hanas leah. So the Rif might hold, that's why by shemen there's no shahakal. The Rif might take the approach of the Meiri and the Ritva that there's no hana by shemen at all. But in a case where there is some kind of hanas leah, if there is a hana, even if it's shalom gedar vachibah, you'll still make shahakal. That's why he can say over here that even though Kemcha Bechiti is not Derech Achila, but nevertheless, since you are Nene, there's an assumption that you are being Nene over here. That's what the Rush writes. The Rush writes several times that you are being Nene from the Kemach, so therefore there'll be a Chi of Bracha, you'll have to make a Bracha of Shach. So I'm just pointing out, this is a parenthetical statement, but it's quite an important statement, that the Yisod we had before, that there are two tracks in Brachos, the Rift subscribes to. The Rift claims that even something which is not Derech Achila, you'll still make a Shach. Because he claims that you make a shahakal on Kemcha Bechiti. He said this to Seirish, that even though Kemcha Bechiti is not Derech Achila, you still make a shahakal. So it's clear that the Rif holds that you make a shahakal even on something which is not Derech Achila. I just want to understand how to reconcile this position of the Rif with what he said earlier by Shemen Zayas. By Shemen Zayas, he claims that you don't make a shahakal, there's no bracha at all. So it could be that he says Shemen Zayas and Kemcha Bechiti are different. Shemen Zayas, there's no hana. By Kemcha Bechiti, there is hana. So for the hana, you will make a shahakal even though you're not going to make. Have them, yes.
But can't not there achila just mean that it's not frequently? Like eating, like not regular to eat it. So like really you can eat it. It's not like there's no enough. It's just it's not like derech. That's not what it means. So.
It doesn't sound like that's what the Rif is saying. And in fact, the Rush, the way the Rush interprets the Rif. Hey, look, let's go back. The way the Rush interprets the Rif. It sounds like he's saying that the Rif holds Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda are disagreeing about kemach dak dak. Kemach chita that's very, very fine, that is not roi lachila. See, he seems to understand that the lashon of the Rif, that sounds what the Rif is saying, that people just don't eat this kind of stuff. It's not edible. It's not normal for people to eat it because it's not edible.
So,
okay?
So
in fact, what would come out from this, the Mitziv's understanding of Rashi and the Rif, the Nafkamina, the difference between Rashi and the Rif, and Rashi and the Rambam for that matter. Right? The way that we explain the Rambam. Okay, the Nafkamina is, let's say you have something which is, if the fruit is in, if the fruit or the vegetable is in a form, or the grain, whatever, is in the form that people do not plant the item for that form. They don't plant in that form. So it's not the ikar, it's not the primary form for that fruit or for that vegetable or for that grain. But nevertheless, it's roi l'achila in that form. Like the case of trima. People might not necessarily plant the fruit to eat it in the pulverized form, but it is roi l'achila in that form. So would you make the regular bracha, or would you make a shahakal in that case? That's the nafkamina. This is the nafkamina we talked about with Rashi in the Rambam too. Right? Applesauce. Applesauce that's completely ground up. It's completely pulverized. It's not homemade. It's commercial. So it's completely pulverized applesauce. What brother do you make? According to the Rambam, you make a ha'etz on that. According to Rashi, you would make a shahakal on that. That is a case where the fruit is not made for that purpose. It's really made to be eaten whole. But it's roi l'achila in this form. So according to Rashi, the fact that you would not plant the tree for that form, that automatically tells me that that's nishtana. The fruit is nishtana. That is a halachic change. You've changed the item completely, and therefore it loses its original bracha. The Rambam says shinui is not a reason to change its original bracha, right? Unless it's a shinui l'greisa, there's no reason to change its original bracha. So therefore, by trima, it would get a ha'etz even if it's completely pulverized. Similarly, according to the Rif, by trima, even if the fruit is completely crushed, it would still get a ha'etz. It would still get its original bracha. Why? Again, because according to the Rif, it's a function of whether it's derech achila b'kach, meaning is this edible or is it not edible? Is this shaloka derech achila? No one would say that eating pulverized fruit is shaloka derech achila. How do we define shaloka derech achila? You have anas meh, but you don't have anas gara. It's not normal to eat it in this way because it's not a maisa achila. It's not roi l'achila.
Didn't the Rosh bring a kasha against the Rif for
the Rif? Okay. So it comes out that the Nafkamina, the important difference between Rashi and the Rif is what? The important difference is if I have a fruit and I've changed the fruit into a state, then people normally don't plant a tree to eat the fruit in this form. Okay? Like tree. People plant the tree to eat the fruit in its whole form. And now it's crushed. Does it get ha'etz? Does it get its original bracha, or should it get shakal? According to Rashi, it loses its bracha. Because that's a fruit that is nishtana, and when a fruit is nishtana, it loses its original bracha. According to the Rambam and the Rif, it doesn't lose its original bracha just because it's nishtana. Why? The Rambam says, as long as it's not a shinui l'greis, it's not going to lose its original bracha. According to the Rif, as long as it's roi l'achila, it's not going to lose its bracha. According to the Rif, the key is whether it's roi l'achila or not. And in fact, the Rush continues and says that based on this nafkamina between Rashi and the Rif, you can understand what the Rishonim have a disagreement in the sugya, our sugya, as to what is the case of kim kavachim. What is the case of kim kavachim? Let's go back to square one. What does kemach mean? So Tosfos told us what? Tosfos says that don't think that kim kadachiti really means that it's kemach mamish. That couldn't be. Nirad lo ma'ari b'kim kamamish. It's not to my real kemach. The imkein lo shaycha be'bracha the bar priyadama. You couldn't make a bar priyadama on this. Elamari b'kim kashakorin ishklatar or b'kemach sh'osu mishibel l'shul sh'miyav sh'vetanor. It's not talking about kim kamamish. Rather, it's talking about these other kinds of kemach. Kemach that comes from parched grain, that you bake in the oven, or kemach that comes from some. What's Tosfos talking about? So the Rush goes away. The Rush says there are three kinds of kemach. Listen up. There are three kinds of kemach. There's kemach chita that's ground very fine.
That's the flour we have today.
Kemach of chita that's ground very fine. But then there is kemach that's not completely ground. I should be more careful. It's ground, kemach! It's still flour. It's not dak. It's not so fine. It's fine, but it's not so fine. Okay, that's what the Rosh says. That's another type of kemach. And then there's kemach from kloyos. Kloyos means you take the grain and you put it into the oven. You first parch it and then you make kemach out of it. The Rosh says that kemach kloyos and kemach that's not dak is roi l'achila. It's roi l'achila. People eat it. I don't know if people eat it this man said, but at the time of the Rush, they ate. Okay? So this is perhaps what Tosfos is saying. I mean, the Rush is basically quoting the Tosfos. The Rush says that we're not talking about kemach hanitchan dak, because you couldn't make a bar piyadam on that. Velodami lekosis chita va'ores. It's not similar to kosis chita. The hana ru'uyin lechol b'zeha inyin. That's roi l'achila. But kemach lo mis'achil klau. Can't be eaten. And because it can't be eaten, you would not make what? You wouldn't make a hadama on it. Notice the Rosh not saying you wouldn't make a bracha on it. You'd make a shahakal on it, presumably. You would not make hadam on it. Why would you make a shakal? Apparently, even though it's not misatel, it's not barley achila, there would be some kind of hadam. Same old idea, what happened from the rift. As opposed to Shem and Zayin, there's no hadam, here there would be some kind of hadam. But since it's not royal achila, you would not make a hadama. There'd be no halamia to make a hadama on it. Says the Rosh, Ela Ari bekemach shelo nifchan kol kach. It's not so ground up. Yesh bo adayin tam chitim, and therefore it's royal lecho. Or it's made from chitim and kloyos, from chitim of kloyos. That's royal achila. You see, the Rosh is clearly saying that we're not talking about a kemah that's nitchan dak dak, because that's not royal achila. We must be talking about a kemah which is royal achila. Says the Rosh, according to the Rif, that's probably not the case. The Rif thought that the Machlokes Amoraim is talking about a kemah that's nitchan dak dak. It's not royal achila. That's exactly the point. That's why the Rif said Rav Nachman is right, that we should pass it. Did you make a shahakal? Why should you make a shahakal on kemah that's nitchan dak dak? Pasha, because it's not royal achila. So because it's not royal achila, that's an achila shalom kedarko. Would you make a shahakal? Of course, you make some kind of a bracha because you want nene. It's not shem and zayis. You would make a shahakal because you want nene. But the original bracha, hadama, of course you wouldn't make on that.
So,
because it's not derech achila. So it comes out that a nafkamina between Rashi and the Rif would be what? Kemach shenit come back. Right? The Rif would say that you make a shahakal and kemach shenit come back. Or, excuse me, the nafkamina is kemach kloyos shenit come back. You follow? Kemach, which is royal achila, kemach kloyos shenit come back, or kemach chita, that's not kloyos, which is not nitchan dak dak. Either way, something which is royal achila. Right? There are three kinds of kemach here. Kemach chita dak dak. Then you have kemach chita that's not dak dak. And then you have kemach kloyos, which is also chita, but it's just parched in the oven before you make it to kemach. Kemach kloyos dak dak. These latter two cases of kemach are royal achila. The first apparently is not. The nafkamina between Rashi and the Rif would be what the bracha is on one of these latter two cases. According to the Rif, since it's royal achila, since it's darko bekach, doesn't have to be the reason why people plant chita. Clearly, people don't plant chita to eat it as kloyos dak dak. Right? They planted to eat it as pas. It doesn't matter. According to the Rif, as long as the item is derech achila, even if it's mishtana, it's still going to get hadama, it's still going to get ha'etz. According to Rashi, it doesn't matter whether it's derech achila. The question is whether you plant the item for that purpose. If not, it's a prishin mishtana, and a prishin mishtana loses its bracha. See, Rashi holds a prishin mishtana loses its bracha. The Rif says a prishin mishkana doesn't lose its bracha. Unless it's in derech achila. Unless it's in a royal achila. If it's not edible in this form, so then the achila that you're doing is not ma'aseh achila. It's not ma'aseh achila. It loses bracha. It's not going to get a shahakal. So it comes out that these two cases, a case where something is nitchan dak dak, it's merusak lagami, it's completely nishtana, but it's royal achila. And the case of trima, that's the other nafkamina. That's almost the same case, basically. Trima is a fruit which is merusak lagamri. A fruit which is merusak lagamri. It's royal achila. Would you make a ha'etz on such a fruit? Or not? According to Rashi, the way the Trima Sadeshin understood Rashi, it gets a shahakal. According to the Rabban and the Rif, it would get a ha'etz. Because it's royal achila. If it's royal achila, the fact that it's nishtana doesn't mean that it should change its bracha. So this is the major machlokas Rashi and the Rif. Major machlokas Rashi and the Rif. This is exactly how the Madana Yom Tov explains the comment of the Rosh. I'm not inventing this idea of kemach kloyos shenitchan dak dak. You look in the Madana Yom Tov in O Samach, Madana Yom Tov says that which the Rosh claims b'das harif, that kemach kloyos, the Rif would agree, should get a hadama, even if it's nitchan dak dak. Why? It says the Madana Yom Tov, the cave in the Rav Alphas lo pasak levar shahakal el mitam ha-shein derech lo'achlo. Im came b'shal kloyos to derech la'achlo. It is normal to eat it there, so you'd make a hadam on it. Since it's derech la'achlo, that's enough. That's exactly the point. The Rit holds as long as it's Derech, as long as it's Roy Lachila, as long as it's Roy Lachila, it's going to get a bracha. It's going to get a Hadama, in fact. Not just a Shahaka. As long as it's Roy Lachila in that form, even though it's Nishtana, so what? It's not going to lose its bracha. Just because it's Nishtana, it shouldn't lose the bracha. By Trima, the Rambam holds it doesn't lose the bracha just because it's Nishtana. This is exactly what the Rambam and the Rif hold. So there are three pshat, really two basic pshat, and the second pshat breaks into two. Okay, let's try to get this straight. Lumaskana, what's the halacha? By Prisha Nishtana. Rashi says, if the Pri is Nishtana, it gets a shahar. The question is how to define shinui. Okay? Not every physical change is called a shinui. Right? It depends on whether there's a better state to put the fruit in, okay? To put the item in. If there is a better state, if Islay Ilui Achrina, as we have in the case of Kim Lechiti, so then this is called the change of Afidin. Once there is a change, so then it's going to lose its brother. This is the Rashi Lishitaso, the Tziv says, from Trima. Rashi said that if the Trima, if the fruit is pulverized completely, it loses its brother. Rashi would hold it by commercial apple sauce, gets a shahaka. Rashi Lishitaso, who said that if this is not why they plant the item, if this is not why they plant the item, then that change is called a halakhic change. Okay? If this is not why they plant the item, then that change is called a halakhic change. Right? It comes out interesting. According to Rashi, you don't need Isle Iluya Achrina Bapas. You don't need that there should be some Iluya Achrina for it to be called a change. Think about that. According to Rashi, do you need the davka that there's some other ultimate state to lead to? No. Because according to Rashi, if you crush the fruit, Trima, you crush the fruit completely, there's no Iluya Achrina. But since it's completely changed, it loses the bracha. So it's not really it's fascinating. According to Rashi, Isla Iluya Achrina Bapas is not to be taken literally. That's just a reason for why this change is called a change. That's just an indicator of the fact that people do not plant the chita to be eaten as kemach. Since there is a better state to eat this kemachim, so therefore this is not the state. This is called a halakhic change because that's not why people plant the fruit. Okay?
So what you're saying is that it's in the middle of the process.
Either if it's in the middle of the process, or if we know that people plant the fruit in order to eat it whole, like in the case of Trima, so of course you're going to make a shakal that's completely changing because there's no Iluya Achrina. Iluya Achrina is just a way of helping us understand that this change is a significant halakhic change. That lo natu esa priya daika dehofi. Okay? That's what Iluya Achrina Bapas means according to Rashi. The Rif and the Rambam both seem to be saying that Prisha Nishtana does not lose its bracha. It doesn't lose its bracha. Unless something else. Unless, and here we had two pshatim. We said according to the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't say anything per se. You could say that a shinui lebreyasa, a negative change, is going to change a bracha. And how do I define something as negative? Maybe the fact that it has a better state to get to that might be defined as negative. That's a negative change, as opposed to in the case of Trima. Or the Rif, and this is really what we're focusing on. The Rif says, if ein derech achila b'kach. Ein derech achila b'kach, which means it's ein roi l'achila. That's how the Rosh understands the Rif. It's not roi l'achila. Not that it's roi l'achila, but people normally don't eat it in that form. No, that's fine. It's that it's ein derech achila b'kach. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is very simple. There are many permutations of this nafkamina, the difference, but basically nafkamina is the same. Nakamina is, let's say, Mishana Hakri, Ligamri. That's a very important point, Ligamri. Meaning it's Mirusav Ligamri, as opposed to what, Eliezer? As opposed to if it's only Kotosh Ktsas, like the Rashi by Trima says. First of all, the Kri has to be Nishtana, because if it's not Nishtana, it's not going to lose its bracha according to anyone. It's got to be Nishtana. But, Derech Hashem Rasa Bekach, meaning it's Rai Lachila, but Lo Naku Adayta Dehav. People don't plant the tree, they don't plant the grain to eat it in that form. So it's not the ultimate pre, but yet it's derech achilas v'gachas v'ar achila. So the question is, what bracha does it get over here? Rashi would say, which two components are very important over here? According to Rashi, the first and the third. If nishtana achila gari, and lo notu adayk v'achi, immediately according to Rashi, shah. What's the classical case of that tree? That's the classical case. Rashi says that by kimcha d'chiti, since islay ilui achim apas, islay ilui achim apas tells me that lo natu adak d'hafi. If lo natu adak d'hafi, so then it's going to lose its bracha. It's only going to get a shahab. The Rivan Ram would say, so what? Nishtana apri legamri should not change the bracha. Lo natu adak d'hafi should not change the bracha. So if Derech Achilasa begat, why should the bracha change? The Rif would claim, what kind of change do you need which is going to change the bracha? What kind of ishtani do you need to change the bracha? Only if it's changed in such a way that it's ain't Derech Achilasa begat. It's not normal to eat it. If it's not normal to eat it, the bracha changes because that's not a Maisa Achila. You can't make a Hadam, you can't make a Ha'etz on something which is not Derech Achila. You can make a Shahakal as long as you're Nana, but you're not going to make the original bracha, the bracha la oso min, the bracha mefuratas, whether it's bar pri adama, bar pri ha'etz, you're not going to make the special bracha for that min once it's not derech achila. So that's the key nafgamina here between the riff and Rashi.
That's the
big addition
of Rashi, that someone's kavana 6 months before they have the fruit in front of them.
No, it's not someone's kavana. It's kavana of people in general. It's not this person's kavana.
Oh, okay.
In light of this discussion, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. I want to look at the Shulchan Aruch together, and I want to see how you interpret the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch, in passing this Shaila about Kimcha d'Chita, Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. This is on page 2. Page 2, Sif Hei. Simin Reish Tez Sif Hei. Kemach Afil Shalchitin, Mevarek Alav Shehachal, Viachar Avar Nefashas. Loshna Nitchan Dach Dach, Loshna nitchan ktsas v'adayin yesh bo tam shalchitin. Loshna kemach shalkoyes. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're going to make a shahakol on kemach. Loshna, case number one as we have over here, case number two, or case number three. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So what's the Shulchan Aruch trying to tell me? Loshna the first case, Loshna the second case. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch? If you take a look at the Matzah Shekel, Matzah Shekel, who normally writes the parish of the Matzah Avram, but here he explains the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Ritzono lomar, lo miboya shel saorin the kasha l'toloi." We're going to get that later. Kimcha the saorin b'mek shakol, afilu shel chitin, even chitin, afilu achi ena b'var echel shakol. Okay, that's the first point. But lo miboya, this is where they want to pick up. The lamanet. The third line there in the bracket section. Below me boy, nitchan dak dak, the ain't a roi lachila, el afilo nitchan ksas, the roi lachila, the chen kevach koyos, the roi lachila, afilo achi, ain't a mavarek mark shahako. Not only if it's ain't a roi lachila, you're going to make shahako, but even if it's roi lachila, you're going to make shahako as well. So what's the master shahako saying? Not only if it's ain't a roi lachila, but even if it's roi lachila. Who is the Shulchan Aruch going like according to Matzah Shekel? Let's think about it. Just 1 second. Could the Shulchan Aruch be following Rashi? Seems likely that the Shulchan Aruch cannot be following Rashi. Why? Because if everyone agrees that Kemach, that's Nitzan Dak Dak, is not Roi Lachila, right? The Rosh just wanted to say that Rashi never learned that Machlokas Amoraim to be talking about that case. That's the Tosfos. Tosfos says, obviously Machlokas Amoraim is not talking about this case. The Rish was talking about that case. That's how he had his whole pshat, that Kim Chalachiti, Rav Nachman says, make a shakal, because it's not Roy Lachim. But Rashi never even interpreted the sugya to be talking about that case. Everyone said that Kemah, that's not Dak, is not Roy Lachilo. So if it's not Roy Lachilo, what should the bracha be according to Rashi? If it's not Roy Lachilo, what should the bracha be? What should the bracha be if it's not Roy Lachila?
According to Rashi, sure.
Careful. What should the bracha be according to Rashi if it's not Roy Lachila?
Depends if there's
anon. Depends if there's anon. Right. Correct. That's what it should sound like, right? It should depend if there's anon. Is that really true? What did Rashi say by Shem? What did Rashi say by Shem? Rashi said by Shem that the reason why you don't make a ha'etz on Shemen to drink a plane is why? Is because it's not called achila. Rabbi Yonah says it's not derech hanoah, which we interpreted to mean that there really is a hanoah according to them. So what you're saying is not so clear. According to Rashi, it sounds like if something is not derech achila, there's no bracha at all. That's what Rashi seems to be saying.
He says when you smash something, when you polarize it, you make a bracha shakal.
But that could be because it's roi l'achila. Rashi might hold that Kim Chadachiti is roi l'achila. The Rosh said Kim Chadachiti is roi l'achila. The Rif learned we're talking about Kamar Dak Dak. But the Rosh said no. Tosa said no. We're talking about one of the two other cases. Either it's not Dak Dak, or if it's Dak Dak, it must be Kamar Kloyos, which are roi l'achila.
Rashi learns it.
How's Rashi? According to Rashi, again, Shem and Zayas, we said Rashi holds if you drink it alone, you're not going to make any bracha in it at all, not even charcoal. Why? Because it's not Rav Achila. So to say that the Shulchan Aruch is going, say that the Shulchan Aruch is going like Rashi, I think it's very difficult. Because if it's not Rav Achila, if Kemah Zakak is not Rav Achila, you shouldn't make a bracha in it at all. Not only not charcoal, you shouldn't make any kind of bracha. But Balakhavi, even without that, we know that the Machaber is not like Rashi. Which Mechaber is not like Rashi? The other Mechaber, who passed him like the Rambam, who said that even if a Pri is Mishtana, it still keeps its bracha. Remember? The Mechaber passed that if you take Tamarim and Biacha and you crush the Tamarim completely, they still get their original bracha. So Shulchan Aruch is clearly not learning like Rashi anyway. Right? So, who could the Shulchan Aruch be going like? Something's going like, it sounds like the Riff. He should be going like the Riff. But just one second, if he's going like the Riff, what does the Riff say? The Riff says that if something is not Roy Lachila, what bracha does it get? If Kim Chalachiti is not Roy Lachila, what bracha does it get? Shaka. And if it's Roy Lachila, what does it get? Hadoma! The Shulchan Aruch says no. Loshna, Kemach, Dak Dak, Loshna, Eno Dak Dak, Loshna, Kemach, Kloyo, Dak Dak. They all get Shaka. Why? Manashach, if he's going like Rashi, then by Kevan Dak Dak, it shouldn't get any growth. And Bechlal, he's not going like the Rashi.
But that's the Rashi. I mean, the Rashi says here, Kim Chadechiti, Amad Vav, the Ochel Kim Chadechiti, Kamotshio, exactly like they are. So therefore,
according to Rashi, doesn't say, so according to Rashi, it sounds like it's talking about regular Kevan Dak Dak.
No, it can't. Maybe it seems you don't mix it with them.
Exactly. I think what the Rosh and Tosfos are saying is obviously it doesn't mean what you think it means, that it's dak dak. Rashi doesn't say dak dak. It doesn't say it's very... Ochel kemach chitim kemo shehi. What does kimcha mean? So Tosfos says, it doesn't mean kemach mamish, which the Rosh explains, it doesn't mean dak dak. It doesn't mean it's very fine flour. It's very fine flour, how can anyone eat? You choke yourself. Right? It's not edible. So you could say that that's what Rashi is holding as well. I thought the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch is not exactly like the Matzah Hashem. But does everyone see the problem here? The problem is the Shulchan Aruch passes make a shahakol on all kinds of kamach, all three. Now, if you make a shahakol on kamach that's not roi l'achila, you couldn't be going like Rashi, because Rashi seems to say that on something which is not roi l'achila, there's no bracha at all.
So you can't be going for
roi. I don't think so. But yet, like the Rif, if kamach kloyos is roi l'achila, so you should make hadama on it. You shouldn't make a shahab on it. So what's the Shulchan Aruch saying? It seems to me that the Shulchan Aruch is going like the Riff, but he's choshesh what? He's choshesh that the Riff, Even though the Rosh wanted to say that the Rif understood the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nachman can talk about what kind of Kemah. Kemah is not Rav Lachila. That's how he explains Rav Nachman to be holding Shakal. The Rosh at the end there, if you look carefully at the end of the Rosh says maybe the Rif held that the Machlokes is talking about what? Kemah Kloyos. The only way that the Rif could understand that the Machlokes is talking about Kemah Kloyos is what? If the Rif learned that Kemah Kloyos is also what? Not Rav Lachila. Right? Because that's the whole point of the Rif, is to say that you would make a Sha'ako because it's not Rav Lachila. I think that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that we're Choshesh, that maybe the Rif is talking about even Kemach Kloyos Naka. Even that is not Rav Lachila. So therefore, if you paskin like Rav Nachman L'chumrah, because we don't know how to paskin, so paskin make a Sha'ako, you're forced to say make a Sha'ako even on Kemach Kloyos Dak. Because maybe the rift held that even that kind of kamach is not Rav Lachila, and therefore the proper bracha is going to be shahakol. Yes?
Isn't it like, kind of like known whether something's
Rav Lachila or not? He held this in Rav Lachila.
That's a difficult point, but that's what the Rosh seems to say. The Rosh says, Efshe, the Rav Alfa, Shabbos, and Mitam, Shein, Derech, Lachla, Sfila, Dinech, Lachla, Bekamach, Shein, Ol, Shal, Ployo, Shenit, Kandak, Dak. Right? But then the Rosh... That's what the Rush said before. That's what we pointed out before. But then the Rush says, the Kevin the Plukta who roy levarach alav shakal. It's a machlokas, so therefore you should make a shakal. What does that mean? It's a machlokas, so you should make a shakal. So the Madana Yom Tov says, she'efsha shaharif nami sovra depligi b'shel kloyos. Madana Yom Tov in Os Ayin says, maybe the Rif holds that they're arguing about kloyos as well. How can they be arguing about kloyos unless the Rif understood that even came out of kloyos is not really roy lachila? The answer obvious that yes, there is no such thing as a machlokas in it seems. Everyone agrees that it's Roy Lachila in the same level. The question is, what is Roy Lachila Alpidin? How Roy does it have to be called Roy? That's the point. So they agree about how Roy it is. The question is that Roy enough to be called Derech Achila? Is that Roy enough to be called Roy Lachila, or is it not Roy to be called? Is it not Roy enough to be called Roy Lachila? That's the question. Yes.
I don't know if you're going to dive on this, but the Rif uses the Lashon Rav. So that maybe it's something that, yes, it's Roy Lachila, but maybe the Rif learns that enough me. That the distinction is Rabio, and where the Rift lived, it was Rabio, and where the Rush lived, it wasn't Rabio.
Okay, maybe you can.
I mean, it's all speculation.
Okay. But what comes out of the Sugya, the important thing I think that comes out of the Sugya, is an understanding as to whether the Bracha on a Pri Shenishtana changes or not. The Pri has changed physically. The question is, does the Bracha change? That's a very important point, which we're going to have to get back to when we talk about Trima. Okay? Does the Bracha change automatically when there's a physical change in the item? If lo nakil anayt tahachi, or not? Do we assume that just because the pri is nishtana, it doesn't matter as long as it's derech achilas v'kam? There's no reason for the bracha to change. Yes.
I don't know if we have time for this or if we have more comments, but what about the?
You know, could you hold for just a second? Because actually, I do have one more point I want to make. Let's just finish the sugya, okay? It's really just another 2 minutes. The Gemara asks after it presents this. This machlok is about Kim Chalachiti. The Gemara says, "V'chi isla ilu achmina lom v'china levar kadama." Is that true? Just because isla ilu achmina by pas yomek a bar kadama Kim Chalachiti, ela shakal v'ha'amar Rav Zera, amar Rav Masna, amar Shmuel, akara chaya v'kim chadasari v'varchina nalay shakal niyabed bara. Forget kara chaya, a rua kara, but Kim Chadasari on Bali flower, you make a bracha shakal. My lab the chiti bari priyadama. You make a deal from the brisa kim chadasari make a shakal, so you probably make a hadama on kim chadachiti. Says the Gemara, no. Lo the chiti nami shakal niyabivar. Ah, velishmeina the chiti the koshkin asari. So what is the Gemara? The brisa tells us the bracha of chiti, but not the sari. If they both get a hadama, so tell me sari and I'll know. Tell me chiti and I'll know for sure sari. So the Gemara answers, "E ashme ina dechiti, hava mina hanimili dechiti, avo besari lo liver chalekla." Kamash mola. If the Brisa would have said a bracha that on chiti you make a bari pri adama, I think that you make a hadama on chiti, but on kimcha besari you don't make a bracha at all. Kamash mola. You make a bracha on kimcha besari. I think you wouldn't make a bracha at all. If you would tell me that you make a shahakol on kimcha dechiti, I would think that kimcha dechiti gets a shahakol, but kimcha desari doesn't get a shahakol. Kamashmol, kimcha desari does get a shahakol. So, frak the Gemara, mi garmi melafizam is It's not ala melafila. Some are shakal in yavidvaro. Come on, you make a shakal on basically everything. So why shouldn't you make a shakal on kim for the sari? Says the Gemara Ishtar. Sagara dachamina melach v'zomis ovid in ishtar shari lepume. Sometimes people eat melach, they eat salt. You ever seen people eat salt? Sometimes people eat the salt.
You've eaten salt.
You've eaten salt, okay. Melach v'zomis, sometimes people eat. Aval kimcha the sari hol v'kosha l'kukiyani ilo livercha leklal. Chamash v'lam kev in the islam amine. Similar to the Gemara that we had earlier. Hashem
Tzayis. You take Hashem Tzayis for the refuah, I would think that you don't make any kind of bracha at all. Kamash v'lan, since you get hanawa, you make a bracha on it.
I would think by kim chalasari, it's kosher l'kukiyani. It's bad for some kind of stomach ailment. You'll get worms in the stomach. Kamash v'lan, you should still make a bracha because you're going to be named. So this is what the Gemara concludes. You make a shahako, according to the Brisa, you make a shahako on kimcha d'chiti, v'hu adem kimcha d'sari. Why would I think kimcha d'sari? No, because it's kosher l'kukiyani. It's mazik you. Hamash v'lan, since you do get hanah, you make a shahako. What's the problem? Yes.
Mandavno, they said, you don't make a bracha on Shemet Zayas, as you can ask.
Exactly. If you drink Shemet Zayas alone, the Gemara says that you don't make a bracha on it. You don't make a bracha on the Shemen Zayis because it's a Zuke Mazik. It's Mazik, it's a Kashul Kukiyani. Sounds to me, it's a strange phrase, Kashul Kukiyani. But basically, you can distill those two words into a Zuke Mazik. It's Mazik the guy.
You're still
not. You're still not. Just one second. Let's set up the Kasha and then we'll look at the answer. The Kasha is, by Shemen Zayis, we said that something which is Mazik doesn't get a bracha. Now, mind you, according to the Rambam, this is Mamish beautiful. In fact, the Bach wants to suggest this is the raya for the Rambam. The Rambam claims that by Shem and Zayis, even though Hazuk and Mazik like, you still get a shaka. You still make a shaka. So this could be the raya for the Rambam by Shem and Zayis. Here too, by Kimcha Desari, it's Kosher Lukukiyan, it's Mazik, you still make a shaka. It's the Hanamine. So it's beautiful. According to the Rambam, everything makes sense. But Rav Rishon don't pass like the Rambam. Rav Rishon assumed that by Shem and Zayis, there's no bracha at all. It's mazik you and there's no bracha at all, so how can you make a bracha here by kippah l'sari? So there are two possible answers. One answer is what Jeff suggests, and that is maybe the difference is that by Shem and Zayis, there's no hana at all. Now, of course, that's only like Zan Rishonim, Yiri, Ritva, right? Like those Rishonim who claim that there's no hana at all by Shem, it's a very simple answer. There's no hana at all by Shem. It's not enough that you're mazik. You're mazik and there's no hana at all. So that's why there's no bracha. But by kimcha d'sari, there is a little bit of hana. There is a hana.
So really the old view of the Rambam? They just pulled that?
No! There's no agree with the Rambam. The Rambam fully holds there is some kind of hana. Hashem, there's no hana. Why are you going to the bracha?
They all agree with the Rambam when there is a hana.
All agree that you make a shahakal when there is some kind of hanah. Well, the question is what kind of hanah we talk about. Here I'm saying that there's a, let's say by sa'orim, aside from the hanah, I think everyone agrees that there's some kind of hanah in the god. The question is, the fact that it's mazik you in the beten, does that mean that there's no, that we call that no hanah asmeyav? It's mazik so much that there's no hanah asmeyav? So apparently the chiluk that you have to say is that by shemen the hezek is so strong that there's no hana, we view it as though there's no hana at all. But by kimcha d'sari, there is some kind of hana. It's not as great a hezek, so therefore by kimcha d'sari, there is some kind of hana. So that's why you're gonna make a bracha.
Well, they agree with Rambam that when there is some kind of hana, because there's not both hana small and hana small enough to make a shakol.
Why? Who says that by kimcha d'sari? By Kim Chavasari, maybe there's both. Maybe there's Hanaz Garon and Hanaz
Meir.
Oh, there's a Hanaz Garon, for
they
sure.
They hold that as a Hazuka cancels out the...
Well, they claim... No, there are different levels of Hezek. The Hezek of Shemen is much more significant than the Hezek of Sari. So maybe the Hezek of Shemen is enough to say that there's no Hanaz at all. It offsets the Hanaz completely, but the Hezek of Kim Chavasari is not enough to offset the Hanaz. Who says this? Who says that there's no hana by Shemen, but there might be hana by Kim Chavasari? Who says this? The Prima Godin. The Prima Godin answer that the chiluk between shemen as opposed to kimcha the sari is that by kimcha the sari there is hana, by kimcha by shemen zayis there is no hana. So that's why you're not going to make any kind of bracha.
Of course, according to Rav Rishon that we addressed earlier, Rabbi Yonah and Rashi, etc., there's hana by shemen too. We view it as though there's hana by shemen. So why is there no bracha? Because there's no hana as gara. Remember, it's not a ma'isa achila. Because there's no hana as gara, right? So how are they going to answer the difference between kimcha the sari as opposed to shemen?
There's no.
So the answer is pasha. The answer is that there is a hana as gara.
By kimcha the sari, you can simply say that there's a hana l'sha of b'shas achila,
but there's a hezek later on.
So then this is kimcha the sari l'achila according to them.
Roy l'achila.
It's not really. What is the hana when you're eating?
No, the hana is that you get some kind of enjoyment out of it, but it doesn't have to be roy l'achila to get hana. That's what the Rosh says. That even something which is not roy l'achila can still produce hana. That's why you make a shahakal. According to the Rid, you're going to make a shahakal on something which is not roy l'achila, right? Okay. So as long as you get a hana, you might still make a brach on it. So it could be kimcha the sari, you get a hana b'shas shliya b'shas achila. So that's why it's gonna get a bracha. In other words, what am I saying? This is the yisod that the Bach had in the Rambam earlier. Now we didn't like that in the Rambam because the Rambam said that by Shemen Zayis you're not getting Hanah. Remember that? The Rambam said you're not getting Hanah the Tana Shemen. But the Bach shot in the Rambam we can use the Kim for the Sari. So the two ways to distinguish between Kim for the Sari as opposed to Shemen Zayis is either to say by Shemen Zayis there's no Hanah whatsoever. Period. The hezek is so great that it nullifies any kind of hana that you get. But again, for the sari, there is a little bit of hana. The hezek is not so great. Kasha the kugia gives you stomach pains. People often eat things that later give them stomach pains. You've seen one of those Frankfurt eating contests, right? They do eat things that give them stomach pains. That's not such a great hezek that's going to nullify the hana. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, well, what's the time? When are you getting that hana? By shemen zayis, you're not getting hanas. Garam. Right? You're not getting Hanah now. Maybe you're getting Hanah's Mayav, but you're not getting Hanah's Garam. So that's not enough, perhaps, to get a bracha on it. But by Kimcha the Sari, you are getting Hanah B'Shas Achila. So if you are getting Hanah B'Shas Achila, even though you're mazik yourself later on, that's enough to get to make a shakal. This is exactly what the Bach says. The Bach wants to say this pshat in the Rambam, but we're not beholden to say that pshat in the Rambam by Shemen Zayis. But you can distinguish between Shemen Zayis as opposed to Kim Kodasari in this way by saying that Kim Kodasari really is Hanav B'Shah Safi. Okay.